Azman Katzer Vamalacha Meruba. Very good. Very good. Shimon, you're saying good. Yes, is the Malacha Meruba. That is the discussion in our sugya. So we're talking about Malacha on Erev Pesach. Just to clarify, we don't mean the Isra Lamites Malachas. No one is saying that you cannot write anything or burn chametz, for that matter, on the morning of the Erev Pesach, because you're not getting involved in major projects. Melechas Erev Pesach. So we saw yesterday, Gemara quoted Braisa, Machlokas Reb Elazar ben Yaakov and Reb Yehuda, when does Isser Melacha begin on Erev Pesach? Is it Mishasa Ur? Is it Mishasa Netzachama? Pasha Pshat, that means Mishasa Ur, Blazer Ben Yaakov, Mishasa Ur means from the night before. And the Machlokas is arguing over the 12 hours of the night. Blazer Ben Yaakov says Isser Melacha begins at 6 p.m. And Yehuda says no, only at 6 a.m. at sunrise. And Gemara says maybe not. Maybe there's no Raya that Or means night. Maybe R means dawn. Maybe R means Alos HaShachar. They're not arguing over 12 hours, they're arguing over 1 hour. Arguing from 5 to 6. Does this Malacha begin the very halachic beginning of day? Alos HaShachar, Shitublaz Ben Yaakov, according to this approach. Or, no, according to Behudi, you get a little extra time. The Isra Malacha only kicks in at sunrise. And the Gemara went back and forth. If, again, as we were chazrin this morning, earlier this morning, so according to Belez Ben Yaakov, if you say Talos HaShachar, also there's a divide between night and divide the day in half, because Isra Melacha doesn't begin in Shkia, it's only beginning in Talos HaShachar. The Gemara said, that already Matzinu, Talos HaShachar is a halachic boundary between night and day, so Matzinu, there should be a change in the din from night to day. That's what you see by Tanis Tzibur. The Tanis begins Elos HaShachar according to Blazer Ben Yaakov. So that's what that would be parallel to what's going on here. Reb Blazer Ben Yaakov is upset. Reb Yehuda is saying it's a later break. It's already Yom. It's already Yom from the moment that Elos HaShachar comes. And yet he says we continue to have Hetzer Malacha up until sunrise. Up until Yitzchak Ma'heichad Matzino. Reb Yehuda pushed back. Rabbi Yehuda pushed back. Rabbi Yehuda said, well, after all, Chametz, look at who Atzma Yochiach, Erev Pesach, the very day we're discussing. On the Chametz side, there's a split between different parts of the day. Chametz only becomes austere at a certain point. So why doesn't that move you? To which Reb Elazar, Yaakov responds, I'm not talking about Daraisis. I'm talking about Rabbanans. I'm talking, as we spent time on yesterday, I'm talking Midas Chachamim. What's the format? What's the approach? What's the design style of how Chazal craft Gzeiros? Like we said yesterday, one rule in terms of how Chazal design Gzeiros is Ken Deraisa Tikkun. Another critical rule is there only Milsa Shchicha Gazri Rabbanon, Milsa Lo Shchicha Lo Gazri Rabbanon. So here's a third principle. Is you find that Chazal tend, we see from the evidence, inductively, that Chazal don't divide a day in half. A din d'oraisa is different. A din d'oraisa is different. A din d'oraisa is different. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but Chametz is also dim drabanan. Shows drabanan. It's true that Isra Chametz d'oraisa begins at Chatzos, but the Isra Chametz dim drabanan begin an hour and two before, as the Mishnah teaches later in our parak. So isn't that drabanan? To which Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov responds, that's the end of the Shachar V'Tarya. Well, that's different because that's not a freestanding Issur Drabanan. That's a siyag. That's a siyag. It's a siyag to the Issur Chametz D'oraisa. Issur Chametz D'oraisa, Chatzos, the meal, the Issur Chametz Drabanan is an hour or two before. But why? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that shouldn't have any impact on how I craft a freestanding Issur of Melacha on Erev Pesach. That shouldn't have any impact. Now, The first kash I think that we got stuck with yesterday, that we left for today, was a question of that last point. Before I come back to Tosis and to the larger issues earlier, that last point, the way the Shaftal Atariya ends. We're talking about Midas Chachamim, and specifically we're talking about Midas Chachamim on a freestanding Din Rabban. A siyag is different, but a freestanding Din Rabban ought to honor the official boundaries between day and night. So I forget, someone had asked a very sharp question yesterday, which is, well, but why is Malacha v'chalamo on Erev Pesach asked that? Rashi, who asked that? I forget who asked. Some of you asked. That you look at Rashi. Rashi says the reason why they forbade Malacha on Erev Pesach is you shouldn't get so busy with your malacha. You're going to get into a big project. You're going to be busy at work. You're not going to have time for getting the matzah ready. You're not going to have time for beer plummets. You're not going to have time for shkita sapesach. It's also a siyag. What's the maskana of Gemara? How do you understand? How do you understand the maskana of the Gemara? Oh, a siyag is different. This is also a siyag. This is also a siyag. So I want to show you the Chidush HaRam. You have it in front of you. If you're Schneier and Yosef, I sent it to you by email. If you're here live, you have it in front of you. The Chidush HaRam addresses this point from a different angle. But he raised a different question that I think will solve this question as well. Just in terms of beginning by understanding the end of the sugya. So he says, see, in the middle of Yemasul Hecha Matzino, at the star, the Im Toma, the middle of Yemasul Hecha Matzino, the top of column Ches, the Im Toma, Vaika Ave Psachim Achachatzos, the Mitzvah Kuyam Afil Hecha Delekam in Haga. He says, he has a different kash. He says, let's say you say, we'll get back in a moment to the discussion Rashi told to talk about minig or not. Let's assume that we are talking about minhag, like Rashi. Right? So, how does that work? Well, there's a machokas minhagim, whether you have an Issur Malacha, an Erev Pesach morning or not. But everyone, that's how the Mishnah presented it in Daf Nun, opening Mishnah for a third. Can you do Malacha before Chatzos or not? It depends on the minhag. The place where they, Malkum Shinogu lasses Malacha before Chatzos, but everyone agrees that after Chatzos you're not allowed to do Malacha. So the Chiddush HaRam says, one second. Everyone agrees that Midrabbani you're not allowed to do Malacha after Chatzos. So there you have it. Forget about Chametz, Malacha itself. The Mitzvah, I wouldn't agree that's Aser. I feel like the Lakim Nag, even if there's no Minog. There you have it. Why is it Blessed Yaakov so upset at Rabbi Yehuda? How could you say that we stop at? Hanei Tzacham? What type of break is that? How about stopping at Chatzos? No, Akasha. Isn't that Akasha? Why get so worked up by Hanetz? Why not get worked up on Chatzos? And the Ron gives an answer, which is a very powerful answer. And it answers more than just this kasha. Yeshua, but take a look inside, please, at the footnote number 68. In the Ron, but at the number 68. Hasam b'tai natali. He says, there it depends on a reason. There's a svara. Why? Lefisha who's man shchitas pischo. The Iser chametz. That's the time of Shecht in the Karban Pesach. That's the time of the Issur Chametz. V'yeshu lasok b'tzor chayom tov. V'chal hecha, that's where you need to be busy with tzor chayom tov. V'chal hecha de tali b'tayma lo kashal on midi. Whatever there's a reason for drawing, the good reason to draw to start the dinner at a certain point in time, it doesn't bother us. Mishum hachi, nami, lo kashal on hadis nan, arve psachim samachum mincha, yoha, mashatasha. I think someone may raise this yesterday. The first mishnah, arve psachim, you're chazering the beginning of arve psachim, nam, the kiyas. So opening mishnah says, that we divide the afternoon in half, and the second half of the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat. So why not say, Heichal Matzino? Isn't that a Matzino? You see, we do divide the day in parts. The Isser eating on Erev Pesach only starts, again, the discussion, whatever stomach Lumincha is. So, Matzino. No, a good kasha. Why didn't the Gemara raise that? So says Iran, no. Of course there are times when we a dindra bun starts at a particular time on the clock. But that's when it's tali b'taima, when there's a good reason for it. For instance, in Avrei Pesachim, if you eat at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to impact your appetite when you sit down to the Seder. But if you eat at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not going to impact. Certainly if you eat at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's far enough away from the Seder, you'll already be hungry again. So there's a very natural svara for why we should start the din at a certain point. And that's what the Ran said. Whenever it's tali b'taima, whenever there's a good reason for it, so then of course we're going to draw the din that way. So let's unpack that a little more. What's he saying? So when are we worried? When was Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov bent out of shape? The problem is when it's not tali b'taima. When I'm just creating a din d'rabbanan and there isn't a great reason for why I shouldn't draw a line specifically here. So I'm not drawing a line specifically here, but if the tam hadin doesn't start at this moment, then the alternative is use pre-existing boundaries. Along the lines of Ke'en d'raisa tikkun, we're going to use pre-existing patterns. Either the tam hadin only starts now, my appetite issue only starts at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, how you understand samach mincha. Okay, but if not, then start all those. Start at shkia. Start the natural halachic boundaries. That's the way you ought to craft a din drabanan. And then, Rabosai, l'chora, the Ran is giving us pshat in the end of the Gemara. That's the last line of the Gemara. When the Gemara says, no, that's different. The Gemara said, shows drabanan. Rav Lozman Yaakov says, don't bring me a raya from Shoah's Drabon. Don't bring me a raya from the fact you're not allowed to eat chametz after Shoah Revius and on. After Shoah Revius. And I'll eat chametz from 10 a.m. in the morning and on. No! What was the Gemara said? It's a harchaka. What was the point of saying it's a harchaka? Melechas cholam may also be harchaka. No, he wasn't saying, but now with the Ran we understand, now the pshat is geschmack. He wasn't saying like a difference between what's a gezeira or a takana. No. He's saying over there, in terms of shows to Rabbanan for chametz, there's a good reason why Chazal said 2 hours before. As the Gemara is going to go on to explain later in the perek, and Rashi quotes it. Over there, we're worried. That's the sugya. Yeah, the dinim of stopping to stop eating chametz 2 hours before chatzos, so that's a Mishnah Yudal from the Beit. And the Gemara there has a whole discussion. If you don't have a watch, you don't have an electric clock, you're just judging by the sun, so how much of a mistake might a layman make? Right? You have to be a real outdoorsman to be able to look at the sun and say, oh, it's exactly 10:05. You have to be really talented for that. But if you live outdoors, you know, if you live pre-clocks, so you can look at the sun and get an approximate sense of time. So the Gemara discusses how off might people be. Would people be off by an hour? Maybe the margin of error is 2 hours. So if really the din d'oraisa says chatzos, but we tell you back up an hour or two because you might make a mistake. It's reasonable for people to be off by an hour or two. So if the Issa d'oraisa begins at 12, it's Rabbanan, it's going to begin at 10. Once again, it's tali b'taima. There's a reason. That's when the concern, if it's a harchaka, if it's a concern that you may miscalculate when chatzos is, so the concern miscalculation begins at 10 in the morning. So again, this Ran, as I said, he's not just answering his one kash, he's given us a powerful tool for thinking about this. What the Gemara is really saying is either there's a reason for where we start, the whole reason for the drabbanan only starts at a certain point in time, that's legitimate. But if I can't point and say, oh, the reason begins right now, then it's going to have to start at a natural boundary. Alos, shkia. So now, Mimela, things begin to fall into place. Remember, that's what the Chiddush Rabbah himself had said. The fact that the Din D'Rabbanan begins at Chatzos, that's at least according to many Tanan, that's fine, because that's when Shchitzos HaPesach begins. That's when the concern begins. But if you want to back it up more into the morning, so why would you randomly, arbitrarily start at HaNetzach Hama? What's Netzach Hama? What, after Netzach Hama we're worried you're going to be busy, but before Netzach Hama we're not worried. The time applies either way. So again, what the Chiddush Rabbah is explaining to us, he's sort of, by giving us this new concept of Tali B'Taima, again, he's not just answering one specific kasha. He's giving us a concept around which to build the whole Gemara. Because really what the Gemara is saying is Dinim D'Rabbanan are not arbitrary. Chazal don't structure, don't form a Dinim D'Rabbanan in an arbitrary way. Either the way it's structured corresponds to what the purpose of D'Rabbanan is. The purpose is to make sure you have an appetite. Okay, so the Din D'Rabbanan kicks in as soon as appetite is an issue. Or the concern is you're going to be busy, you're not going to bring Karm Pesach. So as soon as Karm Pesach, you get the Issur Melacha. And so on and so forth. Or, Chametz is also in the Torah at Chatzos. People tend to maybe be off by up to 2 hours when they try to estimate time. So, 2 hours before Chatzos, you can't eat Chametz. Those are not arbitrary for reason number one. Talei B'Taima, because that's when the rationale for the Din D'Rabbanan begins at that moment. So the Din D'Rabbanan begins at that moment. But the alternative, the only alternative, says Rav Zalman Yaakov, is pick a standard breakpoint, which is either from one day to the next at Shkia, or else at least from when you transition from night to day, which is Alos HaShachar. And that's why, now that we understand the whole sugya is around that one point, all these details are wrapped around Dinim D'Rabbanan are not formulated in an arbitrary way. There are two ways they can be formulated in a non-arbitrary way, either based on when the Talmud begins to apply, or based on the natural boundaries of Shkia or of Alos HaShachar. So now the Gemara says, oh, now we understand Blaz Ben Yaakov. We understand why Blaz Ben Yaakov is upset. Ebi Yehuda, what Hanetzach Hama? Hanetzach Hama is not when the Talmud applies. I mean, the Talmud applies after that, more after that, but it's not clear, like, some of the, all of a sudden, that's the time applies, mechatesi, and it's not an official breakpoint. As Yaakov says, pasnish. Okay. So now, with this run, again, the run was he was officially answering one question, but his tarets, as is so often the case, really gives us the larger Havana and on many levels. And now let's go back to talk about Tosis. Tosis is very bothered by Rashi. Rashi opens the sugya by saying that this is all, by linking the brisa here, by linking our Tosafta, Blaz Ben Yaakov versus Rabbi Yehuda, to the Mishnah on Daf Nun. And he says explicitly, Makom shenogu nogu bo linhog isur. The Tanaim and on Daf Beis and Beis are arguing in a place where you have the Mishnah says there are makomas where they have them in it, makomas they don't have them in it. So Rabbi Yaakov says, this brisa is a detail within the makom shenagu in a place that have the minig to not do malach in the morning. Now they're arguing when exactly does that minig apply? That's what Rashi says. In a place where the minig is you do malach in the morning, good day, do malach in the morning. But in a place where the minig is not to, Rabbi Yaakov and Yehuda are pilpuling, when does that minig start? Does it start Misha Sa'ur? Or does it start from Hanei Tachama? That's Rashi again in Dibra Maschil. Oser Basias Malach. But Makom Shenogu Bo Linhog Iser, as the Mishnah says, in Daf Nun, Makom Shenogu Bo Linhog Iser, Malach Ein Osen. Frektaisis, I don't understand this at all. Me'ema Sayyidal Os Basias Malach, take a look inside, please. Taisis Daf Bezim Bezim Maslam Eim Osad. Eim Osad Yidal Os Basias Malacha, Pirish Rashi. Says Rashi said, Asra Siyas Malacha B'Makam Shenogu. That this whole debate in the Tosefta, in the Mela, our whole sugya is talking on the level of Minhag. Within the, for those places that have the Minhag, Natsu Malacha, Er Pesach Morning, when did that start? The Ein Nirlari. The Ri was very bothered by Rashi for three. If you read Rashi, toast it slowly and carefully. He has three independent kashas. Number one, the Perak Not Makom Shenogu, late five lot later, Dafnun Hey, Muchar Behedya, Reb Yehuda Isle Isura, Velo Minhaga. Problem number one is that when you turn the Dafnun Hey Amin Alf, as we did briefly in the Shir yesterday, you see that the Mishnah Dafnun Hey is a Hemshech of the Mishnah and Daf Nun. The Chachamim Omrim, right, we said so yesterday, there are a couple of intervening Mishnais. Mishnais go on a tangent to talk about other places where there are differences between Minhagim, whether mitamdin or mitam Minhag. But then on Daf Nun Hey, the Mishnah picks up on the thread that it had left off with on Daf Nun. Daf Nun Hey, we said, well, the Chachamim Omrim, B'Yehuda, yes, B'Galil, no. And then the Mishnah ends, Beshamai Aser at night. Besila Matur Aronei Tzacham. So the Gemara there, as you saw yesterday, the Gemara said, well, I understand. We taught Minhag, we taught about Isser. Before we taught Minhag, but now, Beshamai Osrim. Not just Minhag. So the Gemara said, oh, it's really Machlokas, later Tanon, Reb Meir of Yehuda. Reb Meir holds, it's all a question of Minhag, and that's the Mishnah on Daf Nun. The Reisha is Reb Meir, but the Seifa is Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, no, it's Mamish Me'ikar Adin. It's a question of Me'ikar Adin, and the Kogor quotes the Braisa that presents this, that also makes it sound like Machlokas Reb Meir and Yehuda. The Braisa says, that's what's going on. The beginning of the Mishnah, Daf Nun, sounds like Minhag. That's the approach of Reb Meir, that's all just Minhag. But Reb Yehuda holds that there may be an Isser Me'ikar Adin. So that's now coming back to our Tosan Daf days. He says, who are we talking about here? Reb Yehuda, look at the names. Sometimes you have to talk and pay attention to the names. We tend to often ignore who says what, but it can often be pretty critical. Reb Yehuda, how do you tell me Reb Yehuda is Makom Shenogu, Daf Nun? The Gemara Daf Nun Hey said that Daf Nun is Reb Meir, but Reb Yehuda is Daf Nun Hey. We know this answer. So again, inside Tosfos. Beperek Makom Shenogu Daf Nun Hey, Muchach Behei, it's clear they're going Daf Nun Hey. Reb Yehuda is like Isur v'lo Minhag. Reb Yehuda holds it's not just a matter of minhag. That the morning and maybe even the night is a matter of din. It's a matter of din. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, the Ode. How could Rashi tell me that this whole Gemara is only a question of minhag? Nechzi hechzi nog. So let's see. Hechi nahog. How are they knowing? And very often a 10-second grammatical point. Nahog, like Amor Rabbanon. Why do you have that? With a Vav, two letters of the Shorosh and then a Vav, it's Aramaic equivalent of Nahagu. In Hebrew, you have the Vav at the end. Amru, Nahagu. They said, they were knowing. In Aramaic, it's Amor, or Nahog. The Nechzi Heichi Nahog, let's see how they are Nohag. In other words, if you were to tell me that it's a Din, we're talking about a Din to Rabbanon. So we could argue what is the proper thing. I people do X, maybe they're doing the wrong thing. But if you're telling me it's all a question of Minhag, and every place you follow it's Minhag, and that's what the Mishnah said, Daf Nun. You follow your Minhag. So how do you then argue, well, if you have the Minhag, when do you start? I don't know, go see what the Minhag in that town is. Maybe there are places where there's a Minhag not to avoid Malach at all. There are places where there is a Minhag to avoid Malach. So when do you start? I don't know, maybe some places start at Netz and some places start at Lowe's. But why are we arguing about it? Let's just see what the Metzius is. The second Tosfos and Teret Kasha in Tosfos is essentially asking in different formulation that there's no Machlokas in Metzius. Hey, Machlokas in Metzius. It's not a question of what were Chazal Masaking, what is the Din. It's a question of what's the Minhag. So go observe. Don't theorize what the Minhag is. Go check. Let's see what the minhag is. That kasha, the Noma Chokas and Metzias, and Shaftel likes to point out, that concept already appears in Yerushalmi at the beginning of Maseches Chala. Seder Zeraim, by and large, does not have Talmud Bavli, but does have Talmud Yerushalmi. Eretz Yisrael, they that kept all Zron. It was practically relevant. So you had Talmud Yerushalmi and all Zron. So the opening Mishnah Chulin talks about which grains, which species are called grain. Chameshas Minei Dagan. For the purpose of benching, purpose of Farshas Chalav, and other areas of Halacha, where for Chametz and Matzah and so forth. So ultimately, the Gemara in Pesachim also explains that list is built on a question of what can become chametz. Those grains are things that if you leave them alone, you mix them with water, leave them alone, they rise. They lend themselves to Isser chametz. Therefore, they lend themselves to the mitzvah of matzah. And since matzah is called lechem, any other din of lechem also is defined by that list of grains. Now, the Mishnah has a machlokas, though. We know it as chameshas minei dagan. But the Mishnah has a machlokas. Yochai ben Uri says there are six. Yochai ben Uri says orez, rice, is also on the list. If Yochai ben Uri holds that you have to wash and bench on rice bread, and you have to mafresh challah on rice, and that you can make matzah out of rice, so the Yerushalmi says, I don't understand. Well, I have a machlokas. Either can become chametz or cannot become chametz. Why are you arguing about it? Make some rice dough and let it sit and see if it rises or not. I have a machlokas. They experiment. Yerushalmi says, they did experiment. The problem was, the results were inconclusive. If you make wheat dough and you leave it to rise, it expands dramatically. If you make millet dough, or teff dough, or buckwheat dough, nothing happens. With the rice dough, is sort of in between. It coughed, it sneezed. Something happened. It wasn't quite the type of robust rising that you have by the other mini dagan. So that's why it was what we would call machlokas in shiurim. Everyone agreed what the facts were. The question is, how do you categorize that? Do you call that also, it's a lighter chametz, and orez qualifies? Or that's not chametz at all, and orez does not qualify? But in any case, I raised that, the discussion of chameshes or sheshes, mine dagan, that's the original source for the notion of there's no machlokas in metzias. Not that Chazdal didn't care about metzias. Adraba. Of course they care about Matthias. Halacha is clinical. But they care about Matthias so much that if it's a question of Matthias, go observe, go experiment. Don't argue in abstract, let's figure it out. So that's what Tosa says. Nechsi hechino. Let's see what the minig is. And finally, the third question. I'm sorry, that was the third question. The second question, I did this out of order. I skipped a line. The second question is the Ode Tani Isur Va'an Amris Minhaga. Tosfos is a very clever play on words. He's borrowing the line that appears in Daphne Hay, but he really is he's applying it here. Just as the Gaon Daphne Hay was sensitive to the fact that the use of the word Osir indicates a real Isur Mikra Adin Drabana, Adin Daraisa, but not a Minhag. Says that should be true here as well. Look at the brisa. It says Ma'amas Arba Osir Basias Malacha. So of course we're talking about an Isser, and we're not merely talking about minute. And Kachnir did the Isser Vaday Pligi. Ubegalil Kech de Pligas Masisin Bashai Basil. It's a machlokas on the level of din. And if you follow the details of the sugya, Daphne, hey, that's what they said. If Yehuda holds, there's a machlokas, chachme Yehuda and chachme Galil, whether there's an iser of malacha on the morning of Erev Pesach or not. It's not a question of menagim, it's a question of din. And a machlokas, what the din is. And then, Tosa says, everything falls into place. So then, working backwards, the last kasha, it doesn't help to see what people do. It's not a question of what people do. It's a question of what is the Dindra Abana? What was the Kandra Abana? The middle question of Tosfos, the language of Isser, and Tosfos after that, is beautiful. We're talking about Yisurim. And finally, the fact that it's Rabbi Yehuda, yes, that's consistent. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is an issue. It is an issue, the Ikar Hadin. Now, our time is almost up for today. I want to leave you with two kashas to think about that we'll hopefully look at tomorrow, and those kashas hopefully help us wrap together the sugya. Two kashas to think about. The first is the missing fourth kasha in Tosfos. not just because you learn Maseches Pesachim, there ought to be four kashas, but there's a very obvious fourth kasha that Tosfos should have asked. If what Tosfos is driving at is, let me demonstrate to you that this Gemara is talking about dinim and not minhagim. To say, oh, the word aser and nechdechinahog, and how about the Gemara Dafnan, hey, it's Rabbi Yehuda. What's the most obvious ride from our sugya? We're talking about dinim drabanan. Right, good. So that would toast to the third kasha. Next to Hech and the Hog. Let's see the minig is. Why are we arguing? Right. And what else? Think about the end of the sugya. Yeah? Oh, we're quoting the Raya Xer Drabanan. And as Rashi himself said, it's all Midas Chachamim. Right, he said that the whole essence of the sugya ends up being about how do Chazal make their Takanas Drabanan? That was the whole point of the sugya at the end. Right, not looking at the rice, looking at drabanans. Talking about drabanans, the whole point of the sugya is how do Chazal crafting in drabanan. So, the most obvious point of all, Tosfos is bringing up the sugya. The word aser, look at the sugya in the nun hay. Why are we asking him? Why are we arguing about Metzius? The Gemara itself is clear. We're talking about drabanans. Rashi said, Minas Chachamim. Rashi himself says this is the whole point of the sugya. How do Chazal make din drabanan? So isn't it black on white obvious that we're talking about drabanan? We're not talking about minhagim. So the Birkas Avraham is very bothered by that. Tosfos is looking for kash and Rashi. They seem to have ignored the biggest one. So that's one question we'll leave hanging for tomorrow. And the other question we'll leave hanging for tomorrow is in the Gemara itself. If our first kasha was Tosfos seems to ignore the most obvious riot to their point. The second kasha is, the Gemara seems to ignore the most obvious riot to its point. When the Gemara wants to explain, how could Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov be comfortable with cutting things out of Alos HaShach, and said, I'll show you another model of cutting to Alos HaShach. What's your other model of cutting to Alos HaShach? Taina Sibur, you fast start to Alos HaShach. You couldn't think of anything better? Remember when we started the sugya? I told you the foundation for the whole discussion of Alos HaShachar is a Mishnah in Megillah. That any time you have a mitzvah, a mitzvah by Yom begins at Yom. And when does Yom start? Alos HaShachar. And he said, Mila, Shofar, Lulav, they all start Alos HaShachar. All those are Daraises. How about Megillah? The Mishnah has a list of mitzvahs, both Daraisa and Rabbanan, and they all begin at Alos HaShachar. Because mitzvahs of Yom start from Alos HaShachar. Again, the Chatchila, we tell you better to wait until Hanei Sachama. Maker Adin, your Yotze from Alos HaShachar and on. So why do we have to dig up? Well, and you guys have pointed out, this whole ride from Tanya Sibur is a little bit funny because the only sheets are about Ben Yaakov. Who needs a Braisa? Who needs the best we could do? The best we could do is a brisa by Tanya Sibur, a Mishnah Megillah. Mikra Megillah begins at Alos HaShachar. Mitzvah Daraisa and Mitzvah Drabanan. Mitzvah Bayom begins at Alos HaShachar. So that's the second cause, which I leave you for tomorrow, is why the Gemara have to bring Tanya Sibur? There's a much more central rite. Everything begins at Alos HaShachar. Tanya Sibur. You have to scratch your ear or the other way around. Just say straight. Alos HaShachar, everything starts Alos HaShachar. Mishnah Megillah, that's where the action, that's the central Maramaka. So it's odd that Tosfos doesn't, in trying to attack Rashi and prove that this Gemara Togra Dinim and not Menhagim, Tosfos ignores the fact that that's the whole point of the Maskana, is to talk about Dinim Drabanan, the style of Dinim Drabanan. And in the Gemara, trying to demonstrate Alos HaShachar as a viable breakpoint for a din, why did the Mimachuk Tavilachmul to look at Tanya Sibur when you could have just quoted the Mishnah Megillah Daf Chaf? We're going to have to figure this out in Mirz Hashem tomorrow.